Good afternoon. Today I'm talking about detecting frost and dew using a time domain reflectometry. It might be a little bit off track from my S1, but I use the time TDR, so I'm going to talk. Frost damage is a crop damage due to a low temperature in early fall or late spring. For example, in 2009 in Japan, we have late frost damage costs about $18 million, and the damaged area would be was over 4,000 hectare. And I've heard the news about early frost damage for potato in Idaho in 2010. This year. So I would say frost damage is a serious problem for farmers anywhere in the world. In Japan, for example, frost warning is issued when low temperature is forecast as below less than 4 degrees C. But frost occurs very locally, affected by humidity, wind speed, and micro topography. So frost detectors have been demanded for direct detection with high precision. In Japan, first frost and ice formation date was observed with human eyes at Met stations. However, last 5 years, 46 Met stations were unattended in Japan. Therefore, observation is discontinued. But if we have sensors to detect frost, automated observation would be possible. So therefore, continuous record of first frost date is possible. Our objectives of study were to investigate the effect of relative humidity on frost formation in the laboratory. The second objective was to detect frost in the field under natural conditions. We used time domain reflectometry, and as you know, it uses propagation time of EM waves and determine dielectric constant epsilon. And these are constituents for dew and frost. Dew made of air and water, and frost made of air and ice. And those individual materials has unique dielectric constant values. Therefore, we would distinguish materials made of frost and dew. This is a picture of a TDR frost probe with two-wire spiral electrode. And the dimension is 0.05 meter by 0.05 meter. We etched out the this spiral electrode on the print circuit board, and we coated with the lacquer on the surface. This is a snapshot for the laboratory experiment. We put the TDR probe, frost probe, on the Peltier device for cooling, and we also put the thermocouple junction on the frost probe. This is a picture for the field experiment. We placed several TDR frost probe just above the 5 centimeter from the ground. And these are the examples from the laboratory experiment. On the left side, we just measure air, and the middle picture, we have a frost, and the last one is water. That is because of high temperature, that we turned off the current for the cooling device, so all the frost melted and become liquid water. This is the results of laboratory experiment. Blue line indicate the temperature of the probe. And we have three different relative humidities in the constant temperature room. The constant temperature room was 12 degrees C around. And we measured the air here, and we start the turn off the current to the cooling device, so the probe temperature start decreasing from here. And then at a certain point, we have a dew formed on the probes. It depends on the relative humidity. We have dew, and the further we cool down the device, they become a frost. Therefore, dielectric constant start decreasing. And then at this point, we turned off the current to the Peltier device, so all the frost melted, and then liquid water we measured, so the dielectric constant jumped up to this point. In the laboratory experiment, we detect the difference between air and the frost dielectric constant like this, and we plot these difference in dielectric constant against the relative humidity. We have linear or whatever the exponential curve. Anyhow, higher the relative humidity, the larger the amount of dew formed on the probe. Therefore, when you cool down, more frost formed on the probe, and then that increases in differences in dielectric constant between air and frost. This is an example from the field experiment. At midnight, we have no frost or dew formed on the probe. Therefore, a dielectric constant was 5.42. And then at 2 o'clock, it formed a little bit on the probe surface. It could not see on the slide, but the dielectric constant increased just a little bit. And at 4 o'clock, you could see the frost formed on the surface of the probe, and dielectric constant increased. At 6 o'clock, the largest number of frost was formed on the probe, and the dielectric constant is increased more. And at 8 o'clock, after sunrise, all the frost was melted and evaporated. Therefore, nothing left on the probe surface, and dielectric constant returned to the normal. And this is the time and the dielectric constant here and temperature on the probe here. This red line indicate the dielectric constant changes, and the probe temperature was indicated by the blue lines. And at midnight, nothing was formed on the probe, and then suddenly after midnight, we have something formed on the probe. And at 6 o'clock, we have largest number of dielectric constant here. And as you can see, the frost was formed on the surface. And at 8 o'clock, you can see the melting water made a large number in the dielectric constant here. And after that, all the liquid water was evaporated. And then 8 o'clock, things get back to the normal. Dielectric constant start increasing at relative humidity was about 66% in the field. And in the field, 3-hour average for air, dielectric constant for this period was this number. And then after frost was formed on the surface, 3-hour average of dielectric constant was this number. So the difference in the dielectric constant was 0.035. Therefore, we could detect frost in the field too. And we put that number against the previously obtained the graph from the laboratory experiment. The difference in the dielectric constant in the field was a bit smaller than those obtained in the laboratory. That means a less amount of ice formed on the probe. We thought it would be affected by the wind. So in conclusion, with the laboratory experiment, TDR detected frost artificially produced. The higher the relative humidity, more the frost was produced. That increases in a dielectric constant. With field experiment, TDR detected frost naturally produced in the field. Differences of dielectric constant was smaller than compared to in the laboratory experiment. That's because of probably effect of wind. I acknowledge them for the funding for this research. Thank you. It's a regular method, you know, the physical length, electrical length over physical length squared. You can find it anywhere in the soil physics book.
So it's the same algorithm that you'd use for a straight transmission line as opposed to
That's right, that's correct, that's correct. Okay.
Because when frost occurs, I mean, it's too bad. When you detect it, the sensor is detecting it, the damage has already occurred to the crop. So.
Yeah. But, you know.
To confirm the presence of frost.
Yes. That's right. And we would like to develop a model to predict the frost formation. Right now, the weather forecast said only below 4 degrees C they issue warning, but there is no physics in there.
Okay, these measurements will be part of the database in order to build a model to predict frost.
That's right. And we could use that sensor to start something, you know, just after forming a frost, that it won't be probably too late.
More questions?
Thank you.